Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 65. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, and we are toward the end of March and up ahead in 1 month, of course, the NFL Draft. Before that, though, the annual NFL meetings held in Arizona during the days of March 26th to March 29th. Head coach Doug Peterson will meet the media as part of the NFC's roundtable conversation with all of the head coaches in the NFC on Wednesday. Prior to that, chairman, CEO of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, will speak to the media for the first time since the 2016 season ended. And what an offseason it's been for the Eagles, who, of course, made their big splash on the first day of free agency, adding wide receivers Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith to an offense badly in need of wide receivers and big plays down the field. We'll talk to some of the fans about their thoughts on those moves and what's ahead for the Eagles a little later on in the show in our Bird Phone segment. But before that, we visit with two veteran players who signed with the Eagles in the free agency period. The first is a player we're all familiar with, a third-round draft pick in 2012. He starred in the 2013 season under then-head coach Chip Kelly. 27 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions, a 119.2 passer rating, and then for an encore, Nick Foles went to the Pro Bowl and was named a co-most valuable player. It has not been easy for Foles since then. He was beaten around a bit in the 2014 season, and then prior to 2015's kickoff, he was shipped to the St. Louis Rams in the trade that brought Sam Bradford to the Philadelphia Eagles. Foles lasted 1 year with the Rams. He played last season in Kansas City, saw some extensive action in 2 games, 2 starts, and 2 wins. And now Foles is back with the Eagles, a 2-year contract. He's here to back up Carson Wentz, and Foles comes to Philadelphia with a great attitude, knowing he has a lot of good football in front of him. Here's a one-on-one with new Eagles quarterback Nick Foles.
Nick, why the decision to come back to Philadelphia?
Philly's always felt like home. We've missed it. My wife and I have missed Philadelphia. And when the opportunity arose, we were really interested in it. Worked out so that, you know, we were able to come back here.
What do you see as the opportunity here with this team? A team that we all think is going in the right direction.
I think that there's great leadership in place. Obviously, you have a young quarterback that's extremely talented, that's going to continue to excel, and I'm excited to be a part of that. But then in the locker room, you have great leadership. The team plays well on all sides of the ball. There's great coaches in place, and it's one of those things where you put all that together on the playing field and good things happen.
What is different about the Nick Foles now versus 2 years ago?
The big thing is maturity and wisdom. Moving around the nation, moving the different teams, developing different relationships, playing in different offenses continues to grow you in a way that nothing else can. So I guess you could say I'm a little bit older and wiser this return trip to Philadelphia.
It's a different role, Nick. Has it taken you time to kind of embrace that idea?
I mean, I had last year backing up Alex Smith, who's wonderful, really got me equipped for the role. And then it's not easy when you're used to being the guy and being in there playing, but at the same time, I'm embracing it. I'm enjoying it. The opportunity to help another quarterback be successful as Carson, you know, I want to help him be successful on the field. I mean, that's something that I take a lot of pride in every single day, coming in here, helping him, helping the team in any way possible.
Do you think you're a better quarterback now than you were 2-3 years ago?
I do. I do think I'm a better quarterback. Physically, you continue to grow, but I think the big thing, the quarterback position is so much about mental part of the game, and that's just continued to grow through, like I said, different offices, different ways of preparation, different studying, learning how, like, Alex studied film, Tyler Bray studied film, different things like that have helped me to grow.
And then the Eagles go out and get Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith. What do you think about this offense? What you know of it so far?
Oh, there's playmakers all around. Great offensive line, great playmakers to get the ball to. It's going to be exciting to be a part of.
Nick, welcome back and thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
The offensive line has been a priority for the Eagles in this offseason, even if the moves haven't made major headlines. The team added Chance Warmack on the first day of free agency to compete at the guard positions. Warmack in 2013 was the 10th overall selection by the Tennessee Titans. He returns to his college coach, Jeff Stoutland, and the Eagles also signing Stefan Wisniewski to a 3-year deal to compete for playing time at the guard position and the center spot. Wisniewski joined the Eagles before the 2016 season and was called on to start in 6 games. He's a veteran presence who's always ready to go, and in his mind, Wisniewski wants to be a starter. We go one-on-one with Eagles offensive lineman Stefan Wisniewski.
Stefan, you decided to come back to the Eagles 3-year deal rather than test the market. Talk about why you made that decision.
I like my opportunity here. I like the team. I like the city. Team's got a lot of talent. I'm excited about the direction this team's moving in. And I'm in my home state. I love that. Not too far from where I went to school up at Penn State. Just a lot of things. I got friends in the area and close to family. Just a lot of great things about the organization and the city.
That's not usually what you hear when players have a chance to go to free agency. They want to go and get the best deal. Obviously, you think the best deal is here, given the chance you have to get into the starting lineup on a full-time basis.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's my goal, is to be a full-time starter. I think I'll have an opportunity for that here. I have to work my butt off and earn it with a lot of good players in the room, but that's definitely my goal.
What do you see with this offensive line? A lot of competition, a lot of great players, as you said, a lot of players who've started games in the league.
Yeah, probably more players and more starts on the roster than I would think any other team. A lot of years of experience, a lot of talent, a lot of ability. I think that's a recipe to have a great O-line, and great O-line that hopefully fuels a great offense.
Stefan, how close is this team to being a playoff team?
I think we're right there. We're, what, 2 wins away last year, maybe 3, and had some injuries and some other things with guys out and a lot of close losses. And we flip a few close losses and, you know, maybe don't lose a guy or two. And I think we're right there. In addition to obviously hoping we all improve and work our butts off and get better, I think we're right there.
The Eagles really returning a lot of players on both sides of the ball. How would you just kind of describe the chemistry, the camaraderie of this football team?
I think it should be high. It's something you got to always keep working on, always keep building. But with a lot of players coming back and the same coaching staff coming back, that's a great recipe to have a lot of good camaraderie. Second year for all these offensive players in the same system, I think, you know, you'll see Wentz get better. You'll see all the players that have been here get better, show that it's nice to have some continuity.
With you and Chance Warmack and Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, Eagles have really invested in the offense. So we expect to see a much better offense this year. I guess that's kind of the feeling that everybody has.
Yeah, and I think the players, I think we expect to be better too. We did a lot of good things last year, struggled at some times, but, you know, I think overall we're an offense that, you know, we're going to try to run the ball, run it well, and we know Wentz can make plays and play action, and I think we added some talent at receiver that'll help us in the passing game.
You ever see a kid kind of win it over like Carson did? I guess, you know, in Oakland, of course, they've had some success with Carr out there, Blake in Jacksonville. But Carson came in a tough situation and seemed to gain everybody's confidence right away.
Yeah, I mean, the way his season started last year was pretty crazy. Just going from third string to first string real quick, even being injured. But he definitely earned it and was definitely ready for it and came out and started really strong last year. Was impressed by how he started, impressed with his work ethic, impressed with his intelligence. I think he's going to be even better next year.
Finally, what do you have planned for the offseason? What kind of goals do you have?
Training hard, you know, get stronger, work on my technique, my craft as an O-lineman, continuing to get in better shape as I build toward the start of training camp at the end of July.
Any idea, guard, center, both?
Not sure yet. I'll play anywhere I can, whatever I can do to get on the field, whether that's center or guard, you know, doesn't matter too much to me.
Stefan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that will do it for this week's Eagles Live podcast. We're back in a couple of weeks as we get closer to the 2017 NFL Draft in the city of brotherly love. The Eagles, with the 14th pick overall. What will they do? We'll talk about it in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Live podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting everything together. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me, and have yourselves a great Eagles day. E-A-G!